Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are getting more results from yesterday's primary election in Michigan. There are some surprises. Let's go live to WWJ's Charlie Langton for details. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Roberta. I'm going to start in Oakland County real quick because 83% of the vote is being tabulated there, but we're still waiting for votes coming in from Troy, Southfield, and Waterford. Those are the current numbers, but nevertheless, with 83% in, the executive there, Dave, for the race, Dave Coulter has a 53% lead over Andy Meisner with 46%. The winner will face Republican Mike Kowal. Prosecutor's race, interesting, a challenger, Callan McDonald, former judge, 66% of the vote over the incumbent prosecutor, Jessica Cooper. McDonald will face attorney Lynn Getz in November. Now, Macomb County's got 100% in, and that prosecutor's race is set for November. Democrat Mary Schinowski won a squeaker just by 2 percentage points. She will face State Senator Pete Lucido. That race will be in November. Now, Wayne County, we do have some updated numbers there. 83% of the vote in. The interesting race there, Kim Worthy now has a comfortable lead, 50,000 more votes than challenger Victoria Burton Harris. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.